Welcome to Entrepreneurhood, where we break entrepreneurship down into three simple pillars: business, lifestyle, and motivation. Our goal is to use our personal experiences as industry leaders to guide and inspire young entrepreneurs to see the lesson in every challenge. Because we understand that companies don't succeed, people do. Now, welcome the leaders of Entrepreneurhood, Lakim and KB.
Welcome to the neighborhood. My name is KB, and I'm here with my brother, Lay. Today, we have episode 17, Don't Be a Slave to Your Business. Now, this episode is going to rough up some feathers from people that go hard, that grind nonstop, but we got some information for you guys. Yo, Lay, what's the quote of the day, man?
Quote that we got says, do you own your business or does your business own you?
Yo, that's so heavy, bro. People don't even know the definition of a slave, like what it means. Slave is a person who is legally property of another, or who is forced to obey them. In other words, are you a force to do your business or are you enforcing your business?
Dang, I love that because I feel like a lot of us entrepreneurs, we struggle with that, man. Our business is supposed to design our lifestyle and we end up being, you know, forced to do what we don't want to do or we're forced to work 24/7. So this one is going to be important because I know my beginning stages of entrepreneurship, I was definitely a slave to my business.
It's easy when you broke.
Because you got no other option.
You just try to make it out. The reason we chose this topic, because most entrepreneurs, they get into it for freedom and they actually accomplish the complete opposite. They achieve working 24/7, but getting little to no results.
Yeah, that was the story of my life for the first 2 to 3 years. And numerous episodes, I said that I worked 12, 14-hour days, and I came home with no money. I made no money in 12 hours. And again, when I look back on it, I'm like, yo, what was I doing? I didn't accomplish anything. I just know a lot of entrepreneurs, we feel that way. It's like we get into this game for freedom, and we work nonstop. And sometimes at the end of the day, we feel like we accomplished nothing.
Yeah, you wasn't working. You were just busy.
That's how it felt. What are your thoughts on our entrepreneurs that's like feel like they slave to their business?
I think they need to realize the end game and realize, you know, you in it for longevity. You know, it's not going to happen overnight just because you stay up 48 hours straight. That's not how business works. It takes time to grow. You got to plant seeds. You got to build relationships. Let's get into the problems of today's topic. I think the first one is being too accessible.
Yeah.
When you're so accessible, you lose value. And you can't allow yourself to be available to everyone all the time.
As entrepreneurs, our saying is we rather work 80 hours for ourselves just to not work, you know, a 9-to-5 for somebody else. And when we say that quote, we live by that quote. If we live like that forever, we're going to die young. We're not going to live to see what entrepreneurship really has to offer.
Facts. And that's what I was just saying. It goes back to the longevity of how you want to go about it. When you're so accessible to everyone, they just think they can hit you up any time of the day and get a response. That's not how business works. Business have business hours. The second problem, when you're a slave to your business, is detrimental to your health, mentally and physically.
The health part is such a big play in entrepreneurship because when we're young, we know that, you know, we take advantage of our health and we tend to not focus on it because we know we have our youth. And when you have your youth, you're generally healthy. But if you don't take care of your body while your health is in tip-top shape, when you really need your health, your body's going to give out on you.
We think we're just going to live forever by having these crazy habits where we sleep, you know, 2 or 3 hours a night and think that's okay. Like, that's cool. Like, team no sleep, a lot of people don't last long. So I'm like, yo, I want to live till like I'm 100. I'm not trying to burn myself out at 40 or 35 just to say, you know, I became successful.
Yeah. And it's so funny, man. I can't wait to like talk about some of the experiences because team no sleep at one point, like that's literally what I believed in. I believe that sleeping was a bad thing. And I say only broke people, you know, sleep. And I was listening to some of my motivational speakers that ingrained that in my head. Yo, it's the complete opposite. And now that I'm in the game, if I don't get no sleep, I don't do nothing. I don't get anything done right.
Yo, it's such a big fact, bro, because when you change up your habits and you realize that you can still be successful by taking your sleep, taking your hours to nap, it makes you look like, yo, I've been tricked this whole time.
The third problem that we have as entrepreneurs, when we're so focused on grinding, we lose quality time with our loved one. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's the biggest oxymoron, because a lot of times we're grinding for our families and to build this foundation. But in the midst of that, we ain't spending no time with our family and not having no connection foundation. We just think the financial gains is going to supplement everything.
Yeah. And I've been so consumed with growing my business and doing everything that I need to, that this was something that I definitely realized that I missed out on a lot, is the quality times. I definitely got a few experiences that I feel like our fellow entrepreneurs, they can relate to, but it's such an important part of why we got into entrepreneurship.
So what would you say is one example where you felt like, you know, being too accessible?
I started my company in 2015 when I was 22 years old. And when you're 22, you feel like there's nothing you can't do. And I literally, like I said in so many episodes, I felt like Superman, man. Like, I wanted to do everything and I wanted to not, you know, make other people make a mistake. So because I didn't want other people to make a mistake, I felt like I had to fix everything or try to do it all on my own. And as a result, anytime there was a problem, instead of my team and my employees try to figure it out on their own, they would call me for the smallest things that they probably could have Googled themselves or, you know, they could have just take a second to think. But because I made myself so accessible, they felt like the minute they couldn't figure something out, they called me.
What times, like, were they calling you?
I mean, the question is what times they wasn't calling me, because to keep it 100, like, I had people calling me at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night. And I'm talking midnight and 1 in the morning. And then I've had some employees call me at 6 in the morning. So, like, I had one employee call me at 1 o'clock at night and then call me at 7 in the morning. I'm like, yo, number one, do you sleep yourself? And number two, like, give me my space. I allowed that. And the saying in business is you get what you allow. It was such a crazy experience because I just felt like I wanted to grow so bad. And I just felt like I had to do it on my own.
I had a similar experience with training, because when you first start, you know, you're trying to get your word out there. You're trying to build your clientele. Social media is a big part of my business. So when I post, you know, I'm always looking for the next person, DM or message. Well, even before DMs was out, look for the next comment to respond to. I caught myself trying to talk to somebody, an inquiry 2 or 3 in the morning. You're trying to get them to train the next day. And it was so funny because I'm talking to that person and in my head, I'm like, yo, they're not going to be up by 9 o'clock. Why am I even wasting my time? But in my head, I'm like, yo, they said they want to train. You know, she said she want to get right. She tell me about her goals. Sure enough, she did not wake up that morning. So I'm like, yo, I just wasted my time trying to work the business and not realize, yo, the person that I'm talking to is not going to be there that next morning.
All it was, it seems like, is you was just hungry, bro.
But you too hungry. It's unattractive. It looks like you're starving.
Yeah, and I feel like there's been so many times in my business career, and I don't know if the other entrepreneurs listen, they feel this, but what you said earlier is the more accessible we are, the less our value becomes. As entrepreneurs, the only thing that we have that we can't get back is our time. And when people feel like they could take advantage of that, if they have a question and they think that you're supposed to respond instantly, like you don't have a life of your own, it becomes frustrating because you're like, yo, I got a life too.
Yeah, exactly. I learned a lot from looking at the simple things in life. Like, you just can't text your doctor, hit him up like, yo, I'm about to come in tomorrow. It doesn't work like that. So, you know, if you have a doctor appointment, no matter if you got work, whatever the situation is, God forbid it's an emergency, but you're going to make that doctor appointment because you might not get one for the next couple months. So with that being said, it's like, you understand that, you know, that relationship you have with your doctor. Now, what kind of relationship are you going to have with your boss or your CEO? And you have to set that standard for your business because the doctor set the standard for his business.
That's a huge part of entrepreneurship, is trying to set those standards. So have you had any experiences in real estate where, again, you feel like people, maybe just because you were so accessible, they didn't respect your time or they just felt like they wanted to take advantage of it?
I literally showed a guy houses for like 6 months and he didn't buy anything. And I'm like, yo, why is he not buying? Because every time we went to a house, like, I don't know. He's like, all right, we could just do it tomorrow. Are you available tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, because I'm hungry for my first sale. And I never got it from that person. I've been in a situation where you're so hungry, and you're so desperate is the right word to get things going that you won't be successful with it because people won't value it, your time. They just think they can just hit you up anytime and they could take advantage of you.
So in that situation with that, you know, first potential customer, what do you think was the reason why he didn't buy? Do you feel like it was because he was just using you or he never really had intentions in buying in the first place?
Honestly, I think it was a little bit of both. Because I did all the research for the different houses. And every time he saw a house, he was like, oh, I could fix this. You know, they can knock the price down. They need to knock it off $40,000. And he was just probably just, you know, browsing like on his way home from work, like, oh, let me just check out a house. And I know exactly what I really want to do. But, you know, this young kid, he's willing to search for me. He took advantage.
Yeah. And I think that that could be a big issue that, you know, our entrepreneurs have. Like, I could think of probably people who, you know, are selling clothes or they're, you know, a hairstylist or anything that they're doing to build themselves is sometimes we have to know, when do we tell our customers, our clients that, you know, this is my cutoff time. Like, I'm in the game to help you, but I'm also in the game to have people respect my time. And being accessible, that's a huge part.
I fully agree, bro. And I even started to have my own business hours where I log out like multiple times throughout the day. And a lot of people don't know that, but I log out a lot of times of my social media just to clear my head and also to work, you know, on my business. So you got to set those boundaries, whatever works for you, and stick to it. Don't let the amount of money of the opportunity make you double back on your standard.
I think that's big, what you just said, is a lot of the times as entrepreneurs, because we know every customer counts, every sale that comes in pays our bills, is sometimes it's like, if I don't respond within 5 minutes, I might not get it. But at the same time, I think us as entrepreneurs, we got to be willing to sacrifice that. Do you always want to be at your client's demand for the sacrifice of your freedom? And that's the best thing of being an entrepreneur is you got to know that you have options. One of the beautiful things of you being a fitness trainer is you don't just have one client. Thank God you don't have one client, because yeah. If you have one client and that one client disappears, then it's a wrap. And for people who have reoccurring customers, thank God we have reoccurring customers with an S at the end. Because that's the beautiful thing, is we want to grow that and not allow that one customer to make or break our business.
I fully agree, bro. The second problem is being a slave to your business can be detrimental to your health. Now, I got a fact for you guys. If you don't really believe that it can really bother your health by you grinding so much, 49% of 240 entrepreneurs surveyed reported having a mental health condition, with depression as number one reported condition amongst all of them. And this is according to Michael Freeman, according to BlackEnterprise.com. By you stressing yourself out, it can cause you to die.
Simply put.
That simple and that blunt, because it's like, we want to grind, we want to go hard, we want to do what we have to do to, you know, succeed and make money and get to the bag. But do you really want to be unhealthy in the process?
A big thing that I could piggyback off of that, bro, is I have a prime example of when I first got into entrepreneurship. My first 6 months in entrepreneurship was probably the most depressing. The reason why it was the most depressing was because I was so focused on growing my business that I literally did nothing that made me happy other than go to work every day. And it wasn't until I hired one of my employees back in 2016, and he introduced me to a gym like really close to where I live. It's called Lifetime Fitness. And I've never been to a Lifetime Fitness in the East Coast. One was because I was too broke trying to get a membership to Lifetime Fitness, like half a man. It's like $50 or more. And in the East Coast, I couldn't afford that. So when he introduced me to Lifetime Fitness and I went into this gym and I saw that this gym had rock climbing, it had a jacuzzi, it had two basketball courts, and it was a 24/7 gym. And it was only 2 minutes away from where I lived. I was like, yo, why have I not been doing this? Once he introduced me to that, his name is Brandon. So shout out to you, Brandon. It was an eye opener. And I felt so much at ease once I started to play basketball and work out again. Because my first 6 months, I didn't touch a basketball. I didn't go to a gym. And in the East Coast, that's all I did that made me happy. And I think that's what some of our entrepreneurs, we forget about things that make us happy.
Yeah, because we feel like I could be using this time to work on my business to grow my, and get more money.
Yeah.
That's really sad where you can't have freedom to do other things besides your business. So I look at it like this. If you are effective during your business hours and you do what you're supposed to do, then you earn that time to do whatever you want outside of that.
Let me like let that sink in, because you just said, if you're effective during your business hours, you earn the time to do the things that you enjoy doing. Man, I wish you had told me that when I first started, bro. Like, I needed to hear that. And I feel like someone listening right now needs to hear that, because that was the missing link that I didn't have earlier on in my entrepreneurship journey. And I'm just now figuring out how to do that. So have you had like any experiences that you felt like because you were grinding so much that it affected your health, whether it be mentally or physically?
Yeah, actually beginning this year, like pre-quarantine, it's hitting my goals. I was telling you, calling about, yo, Lay, I want to hit this goal this month. I missed it January. I hit it February, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. And once I realized that, I said, yo, I can't do this anymore. I have to change the things that I'm doing outside of my business. And I had to take a step back, analyze like, all right, what do I enjoy doing? And let me go back to that. So I ended up buying a PS4. I mean, for quarantine. And I haven't had a game since PS2, like a system in my house. You know, I was the man in 2K.
That's debatable. That is very debatable.
I created that whole name, everything. But that's besides the point.
The homies in New York, we beg to differ. Like, any of them listening know that you just talk your smack, but I get what you're saying. I think I get the gist.
Every day when I was going to train, you know, I was like, yo, I need a vacation. Why do I feel like I have to escape my reality so much? And because I wasn't enjoying my own personal reality within my business. And it was a trickle-down effect, because a lot of people, I was putting, you know, these big goals on it when it comes to my client. They were just not doing what they're supposed to do. And everybody was just, you know, drinking, you know, celebrating New Year's, January 27th. It was terrible. And I was just like, yo, this is not cool, because I'm making money, but I'm not getting the results that I want to see. But it was something from my inside out, how I was feeling about myself. And I realized I have to change my whole perception of working.
I was very confused on when you bought a PS4, because in my head, I was like, yo, what's KB doing? Is he losing his focus? But I think now looking at it is you are not losing your focus. You are increasing your happiness. A lot of us entrepreneurs, sometimes you got to go back to your inner kid to find that happiness.
It was one of the best decisions I made, because one, I get to connect, you know, with the rest of the bros, and I get to talk smack again.
That's what you do really well.
It's fun, man. It's cool. It's something to look forward to. And it's like, yo, a lot of times I earn that. So at the end of the day, you know, we on, you know, 12, 2 in the morning, just playing and reconnecting and, you know, talking about, you know, old memories.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the game is, like, as us being entrepreneurs, we got to know what our limits are, because a lot of the times we focus on going past that limit and not taking care of ourselves. And another experience that comes to mind is when I was in college, I was listening to E.T., right? Eric Thomas, the hip hop preacher. And and one of his big things was he was saying sleep is for people who are broke. And he said that. And I listened to that particular clip like maybe like 100 or 200 times. And at one point in college, I remembered, I was like, yo, I'm not going to sleep. I just can't sleep because if I sleep, I'm going to be unproductive. And bro, I remember at one time in college, I think I went to sleep at like 2 or 3 in the morning and I woke up at 5. I didn't do anything. Like I just woke up just to say that I was up. It was the silliest thing ever because he ingrained that in my mind that if you're sleeping, you're missing out on opportunities. But now that I'm 5 years in the game, I'm understanding that if I don't sleep and I try to wake up and bring the energy to my team, they could tell it's fake. They could tell that like I'm cranky, that I'm not in a good mood. And yeah. Now I don't sacrifice my sleep anymore. I give myself a bedtime because I'm like, yo, if I don't go to sleep by this certain time, I know is either I'm going to wake up later or I'm going to be in a bad mood when I'm talking to my team.
It's so funny because I used to think the same way, but in the reverse, instead of giving myself a bedtime, I take my midday naps. Because if you think about it, when you was in kindergarten and they had those naps, that make you feel so good when you get up. So I designed my lifestyle, my business, like, yo, this is the time I'm going to take my hour naps. And I feel so refreshed. I feel so renewed. And people get jealous that I'm able to do that. This is the lifestyle that I envision.
Yeah, that's so true. There's not a lot of people that could take a midday nap unless you at Google or something. You know, like I think Google, they pay their employees to take a nap. Again, we're entrepreneurs, so we're not trying to work at Google. Like we want Google to work for us. That's the mindset.
And then on the physical spectrum, when I was working so hard dealing with modeling, real estate, and training, I wasn't working out consistently. So I was losing my gains. And I had to take a step back like, yo, why did you even start this? And you love working out regardless if you're making money from it or not. And I really had to, you know, revitalize myself and say, yo, I have to work out consistently because one, I'm a marketing tool for my business. So I can't be looking, you know, scrawny and trying to tell, you know, these women to squat 150 pounds if I can't do it. Physically too, like you don't want to lose yourself because you see some people, you know, when they didn't sleep in days and they got bags on their eyes. You're making money, but that doesn't look good. I'm very unhealthy. And, you know, if you're not attractive, then that's going to hurt your business too.
That's true because, you know, no matter how much money you make, one, if you don't take care of yourself or people could tell that like you getting sloppy, it's like, what are you really sacrificing? So I think our entrepreneurs, like our health is the number one priority in anything that we're doing.
The third problem we have is losing quality time with love.
Let me jump into that one first because I feel like when I got into business, this was the biggest thing that I sacrificed. And for those who don't know my story, I'm from New York. I'm from Queens. I'm from Southside. And I went to college in Philly. So that was the first big move because I wanted to see what life was outside of New York. So I lived in Philly. And then after I lived in Philly, then I moved to Indianapolis. And every move that I did, I got further and further away from my family, my friends, and everyone. And what I told myself was the reason that I was doing this is one, to push myself out of my comfort zone and to increase my network. So I just knew people in different places. And over the last 5 years, I've missed a lot of important events. And some of them I don't regret missing. But there are some that, like, looking back on it, was it that important for me to go to this event or to do this? To now looking back on it, I'm like, dang, I wish I was there to support this person or my friends because I was just so caught up in go, 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 grind, grind, grind that I missed out on some of the memories that I can't get back. And for those who don't know, you know, my birthday was on July 9th. And one of my childhood best friends, his birthday was on July 10th. And he passed away back in 2018. And I was just thinking about that on July 10th, his birthday. And what really bothered me the most was when he passed away in 2018, I wasn't able to make it to his funeral. I don't even know if I wasn't able to, but I was just so caught up in building my business that I missed out on that. And the other day I was just thinking about it and I was like, yo, man, like I miss him and I wish I was able to go to his funeral when I had the opportunity. So I think the reason I'm saying this for our entrepreneurs is there's certain events that no matter where you are in your business, you probably shouldn't miss it because those are memories you'll never be able to get back.
Yo, it's so true, bro. Like, we always say time is the most valuable thing, but we don't realize how we're spending it because we're so focused on creating and the next opportunity that those moments where it can't be repeated and you have to realize that's most important at the time, not your business. Your business will continue. Like, one day away from business is not going to have it, you know, unsuccessful. And if it is, that means it's not strong enough.
Exactly, yo. And I feel like that was probably my biggest fear was I thought that 1 or 2 days away from my company was going to be the end all be all. And again, that just proved that I was doing it wrong. So what about you? So have you had any situations where you felt like you missed out on quality time with the people that you cared about?
I have to redo the first 3 vacations with Sha. Because, all right, to give some insight on that, I never had a vacation before until, you know, I was 21 and we went to Atlantic City. So anytime I went to different places, but we usually worked or it was a funeral. So my grandfather had a trucking company and I went to Miami when I was like 8, 9 years old, but we just waved at the sign like, oh, that's Miami. Anytime I went away to a different state, it was only because of a funeral. And, you know, our family, we usually drive to it, certain places, North Carolina, Georgia, all these different places. And my father's a truck driver. So I've been to a lot of different places when I was young, but he was working. So we never really enjoyed other places besides our actual home. So fast forward to being an entrepreneur for about, you know, 2 years, I'm like, okay, I can go on vacation now. So we go to Atlantic City. It's cool. Like, it's a nice vibe. You know, yeah. You get the drink. As we there, I'm trying to edit and post transformation pictures while I'm on vacation.
Oh, come on, bro.
But this is my reason. I'm like, yo, if I'm going to spend money now, then let me make sure I have the money waiting for me when I get back. So, so yeah, I'm on vacation. I'm having fun, but I'm also helping new people and trying to take on new clients. And that was my thought process at the time. It was just totally wrong. It's like, yo, bro, enjoy the moment. Be fully engaged. This is your first vacation ever. Why are you not enjoying it? Why are you worrying about work? And I was young and desperate.
All right. So that's the first trip. What about the other two? You said that you got to redo all 3 of them.
Oh, you really listening? I mean, the other two, it was pretty good. I was just similar things. Focus on getting money. And I was just always looking like, yo, if I'm going to spend, then I got to make sure I have it. No, I make it back as soon as possible. That type of mindset, you always living in scarcity, not living in abundance. As a young entrepreneur, you go through those moments, but you don't necessarily have to if you have certain people like me or you talk about their certain experiences. So if I would have known this, I would have took heed to it. Like, hold on, maybe we can do this. You know, maybe we could get the large instead of the small.
Yeah, and I feel like because when we're so caught up in the moment, we have the skill sets and the ability to make it back. And I think that sometimes we're just like, yo, we can't take a day or step away from our business. And I totally agree. Another thing that comes to mind is even on the bros trip, when we went to Miami, I don't know if you remember this, but like, you know, when we woke up one morning, I hopped on the phone and I was doing interviews and like I was calling my employees. All the bros was impressed. It was like, yo, Lay, you really a boss, bro. Like, you hiring people while you in Miami, like that's pretty lit. But at the same time, I'm looking back on it. I'm like, yo, all I needed to do to prevent that was just have the systems in play. So then that way I didn't have to do that. I was just so caught up in if I don't do it, it's not going to get done because I'm Superman. Like, I just wish that I did it different.
That was my first trip where I actually didn't worry about anything. I was so fed up with not enjoying the time being away. So that was the first time after I had my epiphany. When I go to Miami, it's my birthday, it's December. It's 80 degrees outside. Never been anywhere with 80 degrees in December. I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm not answering nobody. My technical skill was, is I had people hit me up when I was on vacation. They obviously saw I was on vacation, but they wanted to inquire about training. So I said, give me your information. I'm going to get back to you when I get back to the city. Now, that is a powerful statement because it made me feel good. Like, yo, I'm still in control. The person is still understanding what's going on. We can still provide the service, but I'm having fun right now. It's a known factor for people on social media to hit you up while you out, having fun, being lit, and asking you certain questions about your business. Like, yo, bro, you do not see me right now? You didn't see my last two stories? Like, I just took three shots. Why are you talking to me about inquiries right now?
Yeah, like, I'm on the beat. Let me enjoy myself.
Miami was the first time I just felt so free. And it's like, yo, I'm not going to be attached to it. Like, it's going to be there when I get back.
Yeah, and I think that's deep. A big thing that us entrepreneurs, we got to get better at. We got to get better at just enjoying the moment, man. Like, those are the times and the things we can never get back. One last experience that I got that I think really opened up my eyes is I had an employee back in 2017. She's like my best friend. Her name is Vanessa, and she had a trip that was coming up. You know, she had a friend that was going to take her to Africa, and that was something that she's never been to Africa. They were paying for the whole trip, but Vanessa was also close to hitting her next promotion. I told her, my mentors were telling me, like, yo, Lay Kim, make sure Vanessa is focused on her promotion. Forget that Africa trip. Like, Africa will come and go. I was like, you know, looking back on it, like, nah, that trip probably wasn't going to happen multiple times after, because look at the time that we in now. You know, we in COVID. Yeah. In that moment, I was really mean to her. And I was like, yo, Vanessa, you got to choose. Like, do you want to hit your goals or do you want to go to Africa? And she was like, Lay Kim, I want to hit my goals, but this is a trip I know that I'm going to enjoy. And long story short, she went on a trip. And, you know, her and I, we were talking a few weeks ago, and she was like, yo, Lay Kim, looking back on it, I'm so happy that I went to Africa, because if you made me not go on that trip, I was going to hate you forever. We laughed about it, and I was just like, man, yo, what is wrong with me? Like, why do I get so locked in sometimes that I forget to have fun and enjoy the moment? For all our entrepreneurs listening, I just want to say, enjoy the moment, your people, your friends, and the people that you care about, because you never know when you'll be able to get those times back.
Yo, shout out to Vanessa, yo. She should have tagged you in those pictures too.
For real, yeah, bro.
Going to Africa is a lifetime experience. Like, you don't, it's not like you just going from Queens to Brooklyn. It's a whole nother continent.
And it was all paid for. So, like, it would have been silly for her not to go. To kind of wrap things up, man, I want to give, you know, our entrepreneurs, you know, some solutions to these, because these problems are things that we feel like isn't talked about. And if they talk about it, they don't know how to bring it home like how we can. The first solution that I have is for being too accessible. And with being too accessible, the solution that I came up with was very similar to what you said earlier on in the episode. But as entrepreneurs, we have to have business hours. So people respect your time. I got to take my own advice, because what I got to start doing, and what I am going to start doing post this episode, is I'm going to give myself a cutoff time. And after that cutoff time, I won't respond to anything business related. If they want to chop it up and we want to talk as like friends or whatever the case may be, we could do that. But I will no longer allow people to not value my time.
Wow, we just got a JMC exclusive.
Yo, I'm telling you, like, entrepreneurhood is continuously opening up my eyes. And sometimes, you know, like what you and I say, sometimes we just listen to the episodes and we take our own advice and we get better.
That's a fact. One of the solutions I got is create a degree of separation. So whether it's an app or it's a personal assistant, you have that room where people can get in contact with you, but at a point in time. So for me, for example, when I started doing a booking app, that was probably the best thing I think I ever did for training, because I literally make my schedules on Sundays. So I have to text people from 8 in the morning to 10 at night.
What?
And I have to schedule 40 people, you know, what days that are coming and what times that are coming. And I did that for many years. And I'm like, yo, I can't do this anymore because I'm losing, you know, family time, quality time. And I'm waiting for people to get back to me. And in New York, in the culture, girls go to brunch on Sundays. So I'm texting a whole bunch of drunk girls the whole Sunday. They being lit. And I'm sitting at my whiteboard like, huh, is Keisha coming today or is she going to come on Wednesday? I don't know.
Keisha's so, getting drunk.
Exactly. She's getting lit while I'm in the house trying to figure things out. Or if I'm outside, I can't even enjoy myself because I got to respond back to people. So by having the booking app, it created a degree of separation. Like you can book your own spots and I'll see you at the time that is selected. That was one of the best decisions I ever did, bro.
Yeah. And I feel like I could tell, you know, with how more systematic your business is, we're going to just continue to give ourselves more time back. And the second solution we have, how detrimental to our health we create, you know, mentally and physically. What I came up with the solution for that is to take time to take care of yourself and make time to do the things that you love. So just like I said earlier in the episode, my first 6 months in running my sales company, I didn't do anything I enjoyed. All I did was go to work and put out fires with my employees. And it wasn't until I got that gym membership at Lifetime Fitness that I started to be happy again. And it made me feel like I was back in the East Coast, even though I wasn't around my bros, because I was able to play basketball and get back to my level of competition that I enjoy. That made me feel happy again.
Yo, that's exactly what I wrote down too, is literally take a day off and literally do nothing. And when I say nothing, I mean, you know, do the things you enjoy. Don't do nothing as far as with your business. Because it's so important to have that get back feeling like, you know, I enjoy myself and I could get back to it. But if you just keep running, you treat your body like a machine, but people don't realize machines malfunction too.
Dang.
So if you just think you're just going to keep running nonstop on this adrenaline fuel, I got to get it. You're going to crash. And when you crash, you're going to lose even more money because you're not going to be productive. So plan a day and do nothing and just enjoy yourself, you know, relax, whatever your thing is.
Yeah. And what I'm going to start doing too, man, is I'm going to start encouraging my employees to go on their trips, you know, because I think in the past I was so against it. But what I tend to forget is that when they come back from their trip, they're re-energized and they're ready to go harder. So then that way they could do that again. So I'm definitely going to take my own advice.
It's a necessity, bro. And I think when you have that more freedom, that it puts another stamp on your standards. Like you want to go even harder when you get back. It's like, you know, enjoy yourself. Because if you have fun and you have a little budget, say you have a budget of $1,000 for a trip, you enjoy yourself, you get back like, yo, I want to do the luxury. I want the premium. I want the chef this time. I want the swim out. You're like, yo, I'm going to go a little harder. Now you have 5K to play with. So it's just like, yo, we put things in front of us as humans because we love progress and we want to keep going. But if we don't enjoy nothing, then you're not going to know what it tastes like.
That's true.
I'm getting a swim out next time I go on vacation.
Yeah, man. I was thinking about that. I was telling my fiance, I was like, yo, man, next time we go somewhere, man, like we getting a jet ski. We doing something we never did before. And is motivating me to go hard right now. What's the last solution that you got for us?
This one is big because I had to learn that. I'm still learning it, but it's on my forefront. It's in my conscience. Include family time in your business schedule. I was listening to a Jim Rohn speech, and he's planning out his whole year, his calendar, his whole year. And he planned out his quarterly goals, everything. And his daughter came in the room and said, Daddy, where are we at on your schedule? It moves him in a way, was like, wow, I have to redo this whole thing over now. How can I say I want to build generational wealth for my family, but not include my family in part of the process? That's one thing that I'm learning to implement. It's like, yo, let me make time. Let me, you know, hit up my certain family members. Let me hit up my bros. Just check on them. They know I'm busy. They know I'm grinding, but let me spend time and let me go out and have fun and implement that, make sure that's a part of my business schedule. Because Sundays, usually we set our schedule for the week. We need to do this, we need to do that. But where is date night? Where is spending, watching a movie? You know, where's that at?
Yeah. Yo, you talking directly to me, man, because it's so funny. Me and my fiance, I think 2 nights ago, we were just talking and then she was like, I see that you plan out your whole week, you know, for your company. What days are we going to hang out? I was like, that's so true. Is like, as entrepreneurs, we got to get better at planning date night and family time. To piggyback off of what you said, is the solution I came up with is checking on your loved ones and tell them that you love them while they're still here. Because back to like the example of like what I said is I wish I was able to spend more time with my friend who passed away. And even when he passed away, I didn't even make it to his funeral. That hurt my heart. So my number one focus now is I want to show people and tell them that I love them. And growing up, I never really said that like that. Just like, I'm going to see you tomorrow. Like, I ain't going to tell you I love you, you know? Tell people you love them while they're here, because a saying that I heard is sometimes we don't give people their flowers while they can smell it. The second part of that solution is to show up to the important events no matter what. Mm. And as entrepreneurs, we feel like when we're running our business, we sacrifice that. When you got engaged, you know, when you were planning it, no matter what happened, I showed up because that was an important event. You know, that was important to you. And because it was important to you, it was important to me. We have to make sure us as entrepreneurs, we make it to the important events of our loved ones and the people we care about.
Yeah, those times you can't get back at all. I like to leave, you know, our fellow neighbors with this. We all are pursuing our dream lifestyle of financial freedom and generational wealth. Yes, we have to work harder than the average to achieve it, but you got to find a balance to your methods. Focus on working smarter, not harder. If time is the most valuable gift on earth, then how much are you gifting yourself and your loved ones? Now, I'm going to say that one more time.
Yeah, run that back. Man, that was deep.
If time is the most valuable gift on earth, then how much of it are you gifting to yourself and your loved ones? This is my last thought. If you get into entrepreneurship because you want freedom, but your craft will turn you into a slave if you don't own it.
Man, and that is very similar to my final takeaway. My final takeaway is this. Don't let your business control you. Don't lose your excitement. You want to design a lifestyle around your business, because the goal is to have your business support your lifestyle, not control your lifestyle. So all of our entrepreneurs, don't be a slave to your business. Remember, you're in control. Entrepreneurhood.
Anyone can start, but only champions finish. Now that you've completed this episode, you're ready to continue your journey by connecting directly with our hosts of Entrepreneurhood. Follow us on Instagram at The Entrepreneurhood to stay updated with the community. For each episode, the first set of listeners to tag us on Instagram and leave a 5-star review will be entered into a drawing to get a free 1-on-1 coaching session on the topic of entrepreneurship with our hosts. Remember, there is no shame in struggling, because we fail, we grow, and we win right here on Entrepreneurhood.